From Spark and Anvil and Alchemist Forge, this is Edge Goldie in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The back stairs of the Great Library did not look like stairs. They looked like a vertical cliff of crumbling sandstone, smelling of old leather and dry paper dust. A young mountain goat named Edge Goldie stood on a ledge no wider than a dictionary. Her hooves made sharp, rhythmic clicks against the stone as she shifted her weight. Maya watched from the safety of the landing, holding her breath because one wrong step would send Goldie sliding into the dark basement below. But Goldie did not look worried at all, possessing a strange, almost magical talent for finding the path. She could look at any sheer wall and immediately spot the edge of competence, the exact line where difficulty met ability. It was never the flat, boring ledge she could reach without trying, nor was it the impossible gap that would cause a dangerous fall. Instead, it was always the tiny, rough notch just a few inches above her head. It was the one she could reach only if she stretched her legs to their absolute limit. Maya found her later in the quiet alcove of the mathematics wing. Goldie was studying a tall stack of wooden slates, each carved with complex geometric proofs. She sorted them with quick, decisive taps of her left front hoof. "Too easy," Goldie muttered, kicking a slate into a pile on the floor. "You could do that in your sleep, which means you learn nothing," she said, nudging another slate aside with her nose. "Way too hard. That one would just make you cry and hate numbers forever." Finally, she stopped at a thick slate in the middle of the stack. Her golden eyes brightened. "Here," Goldie said, tapping the wood. "This is your ledge for today." Maya walked over and squinted at the carved lines, feeling her stomach do a small nervous flip. "I don't know," Maya said, rubbing her neck. "It looks kind of impossible." "It is supposed to look hard," Goldie said, leaning her shoulder against the shelf. "That is how you know it is the right one," Goldie said. But Maya only looked down and asked what would happen if she failed. "If it looked easy, you would already know how to do it," Goldie explained. "There is absolutely no growth on a flat path. And if it looked completely impossible, your brain would just freeze up like a cold engine." She looked at Maya's worried face. "You would learn nothing from that either." "But a little bit hard? The kind where you think, maybe I can do this if I really try?" Goldie grinned, showing her flat teeth. "That is the ledge where you actually climb." She hopped up onto the edge of the study table, balancing perfectly on the narrow wooden rim.
"Think of it like this," Goldie said, looking down at Maya. "There are only three kinds of steps in the whole world," Goldie said, pointing a hoof toward the dusty floorboards. "First, there are the steps below you. Those are boring. You just walk them without thinking. Then there are the steps way above your head," she said, gesturing toward the high rafters. "Those are terrifying because you cannot reach them, so you do not even try and just stand there feeling small. But then," Goldie whispered, leaning down, "there's the step just above your hooves. It requires a real stretch. You have to use your muscles, but it is a reach you can actually make." She tapped the thick slate again. "If you stay on that step, you will climb faster than you ever thought possible." "What happens if I go lower?" Maya asked, tracing a finger over the carved wood. "Drift too low and you stall," Goldie said. "Reach too high and you fall. The whole secret is staying right on the edge." "But the edge is uncomfortable," Maya said. "It makes my chest feel tight." "Only a little uncomfortable," Goldie corrected gently. "But it is a good kind of uncomfortable that makes you want to try. It is the kind where your heart beats a little faster and your mind leans forward. It is not the bad kind where your stomach drops and you want to run away." "I spend my whole life feeling for that exact line," Goldie added. "Too easy is boring. Too hard is scary. Just right is where you feel alive."
For the next week, Maya let Goldie choose her daily tasks, which turned out to be a strange and exhausting process. On Monday, Goldie handed her a translation exercise that looked like a jumble of ancient runes. Maya stared at the parchment for 10 minutes, feeling a familiar panic rising in her throat. "I can't do this," Maya muttered, reaching to roll up the scroll. "It's gibberish."
"Look closer," Goldie said, resting her chin on Maya's shoulder,
"because you actually know 3 of those ancient symbols already." Maya squinted. She did recognize the symbol for river and the one for star. Slowly, using those clues, she began to piece the rest of the sentence together. By the time she finished, her forehead was damp with sweat, but she had translated the entire passage. "See?" Goldie chirped, clearly pleased with the result. That was a perfect stretch. On Wednesday, they hit a snag when Goldie handed Maya a complex logic puzzle involving gears and levers. Within 2 minutes, Maya's face turned red as her hands began to shake, and she finally dropped her pencil in frustration. "I hate this," Maya whispered, staring at the floor. "I'm too stupid for this one." Goldie did not argue, but quietly slid the puzzle off the table and tucked it into her leather pack. "Too high," Goldie said softly. "Not yet. Let us find the step right below it." She offered a simpler version of the gear puzzle instead. It was still a challenge, but Maya could see a path through it. She solved it in 20 minutes, the tight knot in her chest slowly unraveling. By Friday afternoon, Maya sat on the bottom step of the library, looking over her completed workbooks. She flipped back to the pages from the beginning of the week and gasped.
"What is it?" Goldie asked, nibbling on a piece of dry clover she had found in her pocket. "These problems," Maya said, pointing to a page of complex fractions, "were things I couldn't even touch last Monday." "They looked like a sheer cliff," Maya continued. "But today they look simple." "Of course they do," Goldie said, swallowing the clover. "That is exactly how the climb works. Today's terrifying edge becomes tomorrow's flat ground, where you can stand and rest. You just have to keep your eyes on the next ledge." Maya looked up at the massive stone library towering above them. She realized she was no longer afraid of the high shelves or the dusty, complicated books. "I didn't even notice I was getting better," Maya said, "and it certainly didn't feel like hard work. It felt like a game where the rules kept changing just enough to keep me interested." "That is the secret," Goldie said, her ears twitching with delight. "People think learning has to feel like a struggle. But the right amount of struggle does not feel like pain. It feels like leaning in."
"It feels like being completely awake in a room full of interesting secrets." The sun began to sink behind the distant pine trees, painting the sky in shades of bruised purple and bright orange. Maya pulled her knees up to her chest, watching the shadows stretch across the gravel path.
"Goldie," she asked quietly, "how do you tell the difference between the good heart and the bad heart when they both make your head hurt?" Goldie sat down beside her, tucking her small hooves neatly beneath her white coat. "You have to learn to listen to your body," Goldie said, staring out at the horizon. "The bad heart makes you want to disappear, making your mind go completely blank while your stomach feels like a cold stone. That is your body telling you that the ledge is too high." "But the good heart is different," Goldie continued, her voice soft in the evening air. "You are working hard, and you might feel a little frustrated, but you are still curious. Some part of you still wants to see what happens next," she said, looking at Maya with a small, knowing smile. "When I was a kid, I thought all challenges were the bad kind," Goldie admitted. "I stayed on the flat ground because I was terrified of failing." "But once you find that sweet spot, you stop being afraid of the climb. You actually start looking for the hard things on purpose." Maya nodded slowly, feeling the truth of those words in her own chest. She stood up, brushing the dirt from her trousers, and looked up the long flight of stairs.
The steps did not look quite so steep anymore, appearing instead like a series of perfect, reachable ledges, waiting for her to climb.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Edge Goldie. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.